Hi, and welcome to another edition of Jim on the Air. I'm Jim Sirianni, your host with the most. That's my joke that I have to use all the time. I'm contractually obligated to use it. Not really. I'm just being silly until I come up with something better. But anyway, welcome to the show. Welcome to Jim on the Air. So glad that you are joining us. And as many of you know, if you've been following along with the show over the last week or two, I've dedicated the show to the Reemerge Dance Festival, which will be taking place this weekend at Center Stage Theater in Santa Barbara. And it happens June 17th through June 20th. And the purpose of the Reemerge Dance Festival is to celebrate that we are finally allowed to reopen theaters, especially performing arts spaces, where you can have a live audience and live performers all in the same room at the same time. And it's very exciting. In fact, today, depending on when you're listening or watching this, today happens to be June 15th, which in California it has completely reopened with hardly any restrictions. And that's exciting as well. And we'll see how that's going to carry us through for the next however long. So it's very exciting to see that everything is starting to reopen. And that's the purpose, as I mentioned, of the Reemerge Dance Festival, is to have a celebration of being able to return to the theater with live performances. And it wouldn't happen if it weren't for both Center Stage Theater and the initiative, the UCSB Initiative for New and Reimagined Works. In both Center Stage and the Initiative for New and Reimagined Works are working together to produce the festival, and we're very thankful to both organizations, both Center Stage and New and Reimagined, for helping to put this together to produce it. And as I mentioned, the festival is the 17th through the 20th, and if you want to get tickets, you can just go to the Center Stage website, centerstagetheater.org, and purchase tickets that way. You can also do it the old-fashioned way and give them a call at the box office, 805-963-0408. Again, that's 805-963-0408 for tickets, or simply go to the website, centerstagetheater.org. And my guest this time around is Amanda Keller. She is with the Sela Dance Collective, and we had Meredith Ventura on a few days ago, and that's her organization, Sela Dance Collective. And Amanda will be doing her piece on Sunday, June 20th at 2 p.m. And I'm very excited to get to know more about her and her art and her piece that she'll be doing. Welcome to Jim on the Air, Amanda Keller. It's great to have you with us today.
Thank you. Thank you so much for having me.
Oh my gosh, it's great to, I've had such a wonderful time getting to know everybody who's involved with the dance festival, Reemerge Dance Festival. And because I'm not a dancer myself, so it's been very educational for me to learn different styles and traditions of dance and genres. And so it's been wonderful to get to know everybody. So let me just stop talking and start rambling and give you a chance to tell us about you. How did your career start in dance? What is your path as an artist, and in particular as a dancer?
Yeah. So I started dancing when I was really young. So I think about 5 years old, my parents put me in dance lessons, and I danced at a really small studio for pretty much my whole childhood, mostly doing ballet, and just kind of like did it as a fun outlet mostly. My sisters danced, we just always did recitals, and it was just part of my life growing up. And then in high school, I wanted to take it further and change studios and started competing, which kind of introduced me to more styles like contemporary and jazz and styles that I hadn't experienced quite as much in my studio growing up. And then I went to college and majored in exercise science, actually, but felt it was really important that I continue dance in some capacity. So I minored in dance performance at Grand Canyon University. And as much as exercise science was my major, I was still really involved in the dance program. I got to perform every semester. I created work there for their student shows. It was busy and my schedule was tight, but dance, I just realized, was important enough to me to make it a priority. And so I danced a lot in college, like as much as I could, just by auditing classes and submitting work. And then after I graduated, I moved to Santa Barbara and met Meredith, and that's how I got connected with Sela Dance Collective. And she has just been the best connection and encourager and supporter, and really opened up a lot of opportunities for me as an artist.
Well, that's awesome. That's very cool. And I understand that you and Sela Dance Collective are also doing a performance just before the festival. Tell us a little bit about that. And I think by the time most people are listening to this, that may have passed, but because it's hard to tell what's going on.
Yeah.
But tell us a little bit about that performance as well.
Yeah, so the show is called The End of the End of the World, and it is premiering tonight, so Tuesday and Wednesday night. And Meredith has invited a lot of other artists to contribute. We have friends that have submitted videos and films from all over like the US, and previous Sela members submitting work as well. So it's kind of a big, beautiful collection of different pieces, different works. And I think a lot of people were really motivated because it's our first big show since the pandemic. So everyone was really excited to work hard and make it happen.
Nice, very cool. And then you mentioned the pandemic. Speaking of, how was this last year for you as a performer? I know a lot of dancers had to figure out, well, in performing arts, people in general had to figure out how to pivot and, you know, change things up. What was the last year like for you during the pandemic?
Yeah, it was tough. I mean, as I think it was for everyone, it was a really hard switch just to go from, getting to take classes in person, performing live, training with each other, and so quickly going to taking Zoom dance classes in our rooms and trying to do choreography on carpet floor and trying to learn things on a computer screen and
or having to dance in your kitchen.
Yeah, seriously.
I know some people had to do that. Yeah.
Yeah, totally. You just kind of had to find a space in your house or even outside that worked. I found a lot of times when I was missing being in the studio, I would just go on neighborhood walks and just dance on my neighborhood walks. Obviously, that looks a lot different than having a studio floor that you can turn on and do floor work on and dance to your fullest capacity. But you just found other ways to stay creative. And for me, that looked like dancing in my neighborhood or dancing in my room or staying active in different ways, even just trying to mentally stay creative, which I think is what pushed me to create my current piece, Human, is having all that time to think about what I wanted to convey to people and how to stay creative even in just my own like mental state and having that as an outlet.
Wow. Yeah, I know that's it's a lot for everybody over the last year to have to kind of figure that all out. But it's great that you were able to figure out something as opposed to just, you know, not doing anything at all. And I feel that's been the common theme, is that everyone kind of went, okay, what now? What do I do? And then everyone just had to, you know, pick up where they left off and figure it out and do stuff online.
And thankfully Meredith, I think we started up again in like the fall, but there were studios in town that created outdoor tent spaces. So we just started rehearsing every Sunday night in an outdoor tent and stayed socially distanced and wore masks. And as like different as that still was to a typical studio experience where you have mirrors and you're not afraid of splinters and you're not like in the cold dark, it was so appreciated. And that is something that I think we're all really thankful that Meredith made happen, because we still had those Sunday nights.
That's really cool. And I know I interviewed a lot of dancers last year, and then of course this year for the festival. Mm-hmm. And I know I guess it was kind of challenging to have to, because you're on Zoom and sometimes there is a little bit of a buffer with the internet, and so trying to count, you know, trying to deal with rhythm and counting, and also, as you mentioned, you don't have the mirrors, so you can't check yourself to make sure you're doing everything correctly. That I'm sure that must have been very challenging.
Yeah, for sure. Yeah, even just the lack of, I love in dance when you get to connect with people, And even in certain dances, you get to like physically connect or do lifts or do hands-on choreography. And even just doing dance in our like specific squares and not being able to interact with each other was really different too, because there were some pieces that we started working on where we knew we would have to be close together or we would have to do a physical lift, but we just had to mark those things knowing like, okay, we can't do that right now, but once restrictions are better, we'll get vaccinated, like we'll just have to adapt in the future.
Right, right. I'm talking with Amanda Keller, and she will be performing at the Reemerge Dance Festival, which takes place June 17th through the 20th at Center Stage Theater. And we're very thankful to both Center Stage and UCSB's Initiative for New and Reimagined Work for putting on the festival and producing it and putting it together. Very thankful to both organizations. If you'd like to go see Amanda, she will be on Sunday, June 20th at 2 p.m. and her piece is called Human. And for tickets, you can call the box office, 805-963-0408. 805-963-0408, or you can go to Center Stage's website, centerstagetheater.org, and purchase tickets that way. Also, while you're on the Center Stage website, you can click on the blog tab and learn more detailed information, more in-depth information about the dancers, the studios, and see some of the other videos that we posted there as well. And that's on the blog tab, and you can find it all at the website, centerstagetheater.org. So Amanda, tell us then about your piece. It's called Human. Tell us about it. How did it come about?
Yeah. It really came as a result of this year and having a lot of time to myself, having a lot of time to reflect, and having to kind of handle and experience just hard emotions without the distractions of a busy schedule or a ton of interaction. And so I spent a lot of the year reflecting on what it means to be human, what that means to me, and kind of just the contrast of both the beauty and the pain of what it takes to be a human being, regardless of your experiences. So I kind of choreographed from a place of surrender, mostly. Yeah, having a lot of things taken away in terms of normal life, normal schedules, studios, those spaces that were once really safe to me. And I choreographed the piece mostly inspired by letting go of what I thought what this year was gonna look like, and instead just embracing what it still could be. And I think, yeah, it feels like a glimpse into a year of really hard emotions, really raw emotions. I talked to my dancers about this. I want it to be a really authentic piece that feels really natural, very introspective, but also both empowering in the sense that we can go through really hard things and we can overcome really tough seasons and then move forward. And so I kind of start the piece facing away in kind of a period of difficulty, and then end it facing forward very purposefully, knowing that we can overcome really hard human experiences.
Oh, wow, that's amazing. That sounds visually, I'm just kind of trying to picture what it would look like, and it sounds like it would just be very visually stunning.
Thank you.
To see that. And it's my understanding, I guess, that Scylla Dance Collective are also performing with you in the piece. Is that correct?
Yeah. So I have 8 dancers that actually start the piece and they start without me. And that was really cool for me to just be able to almost witness and visualize what I felt in my heart being placed on their bodies and in their movement. So they start out the piece as a group, and then I come and enter the stage in the middle, doing a brief solo, and then one of the dancers joins me for a short duo section, and then we end all together. And it feels, at least to me, very much a journey of seeing like a vast human experience with the dancers in a group, going through emotions, but then also feeling the pain of life. And then the contrast is me being on my own and feeling alone in those hard moments, and then witnessing everyone come together at the end as humans to kind of support each other.
Oh, okay. That sounds really cool. Mm-hmm. And then you will also be performing with Stella Dance in some of their other pieces during the festival, is that correct?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So Meredith has a piece called Infinite Corridor that has been really cool to work on this year. It's obviously choreographed by her and has been really fun just to be a dancer in that process. That is kind of where my comfort zone is performing and having like a choreographer tell me what to do. So it was a really big challenge for me to step in to the choreographer role with Human, but I still love being able to perform and be a part of someone's work.
What are some of the pros and cons of being either, you know, as you're talking about, you know, it's nice to be just the dancer, mm-hmm. As opposed to the choreographer, but what are some of the things that you love, or some of the pros and cons, I guess, of either being a choreographer or being a dancer?
Yeah. In terms of being a choreographer, I think the pro would be that you get to make your own decisions. And if there are things you don't like, you can tweak it. You have like full reign over the vision. And so it feels very exciting and independent and empowering to know like that your vision is coming to life and that you have that freedom and creative space. I think con is that sometimes it feels difficult to know how to relay that information correctly or communicate or choreograph in a way where it is accurately being expressed, because obviously what is going on in your head is not always perfectly conveyed to the other people. So I think it was a really good challenge for me to learn how I want my process to look like, how I can be open, communicative, and how I can be like more direct with what I want as well. And then in terms of being the dancer, I think it's really fun because you just get to listen and ask questions and be there for the choreographer's vision. So it's exciting to be kind of that like support and and to just kind of listen and do what you're told in that sense. Like you don't have to make as much decision making, which is sometimes nice. But then cons at times is, you don't get to choose like what choreography you're doing or what you're wearing or what your face looks like. And there's just a little bit less independence.
Right. And I feel like there's a lot of similarities, between what you're describing, you know, with dance and choreography versus what I've experienced with acting and directing. And directing, you get to make all the decisions, but then at the same time, you have to make all the decisions.
Yes.
and totally. You know, about everything, lighting and costumes and set and all that good stuff. And the same thing with acting too. It's like, you can just be your character in the play. And like you're saying, ask questions and just help the director, you know, and support, you know, what they are looking for in the show, in the play. So a lot of similarities there. Again, I'm talking with Amanda Keller, and she will be performing during the Reemerge Dance Festival, which is coming up here June 17th through the 20th at Center Stage Theater. And for tickets and information, you can go to centerstagetheater.org or call the box office 805-963-0408. In case you were grabbing a pen earlier and you missed that, it's 805-963-0408 for the box office, or centerstagetheater.org, and theater spelled E-R. So Amanda, I hope you don't mind if I put you on the spot a little bit, but I've been asking everybody random questions, what I call random questions, just to get to know you on a different level other than through performance. Would you mind if I put you on the spot?
Yes, go for it.
Okay, great. Well, thank you. So the first question I have is, what is your favorite comfort food?
Comfort food. I would have to go with Thai food, actually. That is something that my family always went out, like whenever my mom didn't cook, she's an incredible cook, but when she didn't or it was a special occasion, we'd always get Thai food. And it's this huge family ordeal where we get a bunch of things to share. On my like bad days, some warm Thai food is exactly what I want. Like that.
Oh, totally. I ordered Thai food just the other night, and I had yellow curry with chicken. So good. Yes. What are some of your favorite Thai foods?
I always go for curry, green or yellow usually. They have this really good soup called, it's called Tom Kagai. I'm probably saying that wrong.
I think I know what you mean, yeah.
Yeah, it's like a coconut milk-based soup that we would always get first before our meal. And it's just really warm and usually has like mushrooms and chicken and it's really spicy. And we would usually get that if we were ever feeling sick too. Like if your throat is hurting, it's like, oh, I just really want to
die. Oh, yeah.
And then, yeah, usually like curry and...
what I love too is Thai tea when I'm eating.
Yes. Tea. Yes. That was always like such a treat for us too. Growing up, we'd get that before. Yeah. So
it's kind of like dessert.
Yeah. It's like dessert before your meal. It's so great. Oh,
it's so good. I love Thai tea.
Yeah.
And so my next question is, what is your most treasured possession? And possession could be anything. It could be material. It could be a person, animal, person, place, or thing. What is your most treasured possession?
Yeah. I'm not a big possession person in terms of like material items, but my journals mean a lot to me just because they have a lot of history with what I've been through, how I processed. I really do love writing, mostly just on the side. I don't like write in any kind of professional sphere, but writing brings me a lot of comfort and helps me process. So I have a lot of like treasured moments and experiences that I have kind of written through, and that even is somewhat expressed in my piece in terms of there's one part where you hear pencil sounds in the background, and that has just meant a lot to me over the years. So probably my journals would be something that is most treasured.
When you're journaling, do you ever use like writing prompts to kind of help you spark some ideas when you're journaling?
Yeah, sometimes. More often than not, though, I usually just sit down in like a quiet place. Sometimes it's in nature, sometimes it's on a hike. And I'll just find a really quiet place somewhere. And there's something really freeing to me about opening up to just a blank page and writing about what I feel or what has gone on that week, and even kind of like challenging myself to get into more poetry, becoming more poetic, and using words, because words have just always really impacted me in a positive way.
Oh, that's very cool. That's mm-hmm. nice. I like that. And then my last question is, what are your hopes for the future? I know planning kind of went out the window last year with the pandemic, and you know, how do you plan for anything? But what are your hopes for the future after moving forward, either in your career as a dancer or otherwise? What are you hoping for?
Yeah, I think since graduating, I've always hoped and honestly prayed that I could still continue dancing, because that's just been something I love and something that will always be a part of me. So I really do hope to dance as long as I can, like as long as my body can. But I think for this next year, I'm planning on teaching dance in the school system through Children's Creative Project. And I'll also be teaching, I'm certified in Pilates. So, and that's kind of where my exercise science background comes in as well. A lot of like health and wellness passions included. So I'll probably continue to teach Pilates, and even that will be so exciting because a lot of those studios have been closed this year. So I'm excited to get back into those spheres and teach fitness, teach Pilates, teach dance. But bigger hope, even in the grand scheme, is that I can continue dancing and even continue choreographing, because that has been a really exciting step for me this year.
Excellent. Well, that sounds like wonderful plans. And that'll be
great.
And I'm hopeful that you'll be able to do those things. I'm trying to be optimistic about the pandemic and about everything. And hopefully we'll start to return to life as it kind of was in before last year. And but that's great. And you mentioned the Children's Creative Project and through the school system. And hopefully maybe you might teach in my sister's class. She teaches third grade in Carpinteria. So,
oh my gosh, yes, that'd be so exciting. Yeah, I'll be like hopping around a lot of schools, which is really exciting because I love working with kids and haven't worked with kids that much this past year. So I'll be really excited to be in those spaces again.
Oh, good. Well, hopefully you'll be able to connect with them. That'll be great. Uh-huh. And then, so Amanda, we're almost out of time, but before we go, do you have any 411 information you want to put out, any social media or websites, all that good stuff, that so that people can find you later down the road?
Yeah. I don't have necessarily like, that's a great though for the future, is a website would be really helpful. I do have social media. It's just Amanda Keller, with two R's at the end. And I am hoping to become more active on there, especially in a dance sphere. But mostly I think even finding me through Sela Dance Collective, is a great connection point, especially with dance. That's where I'm hoping to continue moving forward with, continue creating with. And yeah, it's just been such a great outlet to dance with them.
Oh, that's awesome. And so again, for social media, they can find you at Amanda Keller, and with two R's at the end.
Two R's at the end.
Okay, Amanda Keller, K-E-L-L-E-R-R.
Yeah.
Awesome, and that's on social media. And of course, you're with Sela Dance Collective. Did I say that right? Mm-hmm.
I shouldn't
know how to pronounce it. I've said it enough times. But anyway, Sela Dance Collective. And again, Amanda will be performing her piece during the Reemerge Dance Festival at Center Stage Theater on Sunday, June 20th at 2 p.m. And her piece is called Human. And for tickets and information, you can go to centerstagetheater.org. That's centerstagetheater.org, and theater spelled E-R. And, or if you want to do it the good old fashioned way, you can give them a call at the box office. And the box office number is 805-963-0408. That's 805-963-0408 to get tickets. And you can, by the way, you can get tickets for individual performances for each individual night, or you can buy the whole festival as one package as well. And also, as a reminder, if you're on the Center Stage website, check out the blog tab. You can see all the information about all the various studios that are performing and the different videos to see a little bit of their work before you go to the festival. And that's on the blog tab at centerstagetheater.org. And if you'd like to know what I'm up to, if you're curious about my stuff, you can find me at Jim on the Air on social media, Jim on the Air. And of course, the podcast is called Jim on the Air, and you can find it at Apple Podcast, Anchor.fm, Spotify, Breaker, Google Podcast, Pocket Casts, and Radio Public, just to name a few. And again, the show is called Jim on the Air. And Amanda, I want to say thank you so much for joining us today. And I know you have a busy schedule this week, so we appreciate you being able to join us today, and continue success in your career.
Thank you so much. Yeah, thank you for having me. I appreciate it.
It's been my pleasure. And for our viewers and listeners, thank you so much for watching and listening, and we will catch you next time. Bye-bye, everybody.